Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 11. God is speaking and say this word. My Bible is a New King James Version. If you have a different version, that's okay. My word goes out from my mouth. They should not return empty, but should accomplish what I please. And they should be providing all the things you need. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word that you're speaking this morning. And we ask you to lead in us to understand through your word that we want to receive it from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen careful what the word of God has said. It's my word, they goes out from my mouth, it will be no returning empty, but it will be completion. Everything I desire, the purpose I sent in my word. My word will not return empty. Let me remind you that Jesus in Mark chapter 4 was speaking a parable of the sow that you sow in the ground. And Jesus said, when the sow fallen on the ground, some fallen on good ground. Some that fall in bad ground, some that fall in the storm, and they will, the devil will come and take it away, the bird will eat it, but the one who falls in good soil, he will bring a great blessing, multiply. He talk about the word that he speaking, the word that we read the Bible. That's what it is. So this is a God word. If you want to hear from God, you need to read the Bible. Amen. Amen. You need to put the Bible or the word of God in action into your life. They will be blessing you and bring a productive into your life. They will multiply you bless and your family blessing. God's word is a powerful. Amen. God's word is a powerful. It will never return empty into your life when you speak God's word. Amen. When you meditate God's word, when you penetrate what God say. If you listen to what Jimmy was saying about the verse of the Bible they shared with us for the offering, is a wonderful word that God is speaking to his people. So when God is speaking to you, the only way he can speak to you, when you read his word, amen. You scream it or not, he will speak to you when you read his word. God's word will be excellent for you and bless your life and transform your life and become a new person, become a new blessing. God transformed my life when I started to read his word. Amen. Amen. When I started to read and go back and read it again, every time I read something, God is telling me something different than what I was thinking because it's God who's speaking to you. That's the only way you can speak into God, you know. Sometimes you can hear people speak in tongues. That's good because they are full of the word of God. So speaking the word when you actually listen to God's word. When you speak the word of God, you are tapping to a limited power. Hello? When you read the Bible or when you're speaking with God into the word of God, you tapping a limited power. Amen. God has no limit. Amen. It not really matter what you're doing. God has no limit. God got this word for you to bless your life. Unconditional situation because he created you through his word. He spoke the word and your life is come. I defeated some people when they told me, oh, I wasn't my mama and my daddy. I said, yeah, but who put it, your mama did it? God was there. On the beginning, God was the word, and the word was God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So Jeremiah telling us the same thing. Let the one who having my word speak fearful into my word. If you speak in God's word, you become a limited power. Let me tell you how you can become a limited power. Because God can break it, things that are very hard. Amen. Like a human being. You know, a man, he can break rocks with a hammer. Or he can break steel or can cut it. This thing here, we can break as a human. Imagine God was doing. For example, yesterday morning, I gone to Mirella house because they had all my, Mirella house is a mess. And I got a bricklayer. He said to me, to put these bricks here, you needed to take this post out. There's a steel post, I think it's maybe a meter under the ground full of concrete. How am I going to take this thing off? So I got my big grinder and cut it off. But I noticed that the grinder is not big enough to get right in to cut it off. So I said, oh, I'll cut you the best I can, and then I'll get the big hammer and smash you in there. So that's what I do. When Mirella was inside to have a cup of coffee, I hid this breaking, and this pasta making a meal piece. Amen. And so this is good. And that's what I started to preach my word this morning, because we can break in things in there. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're seeking, you can break the sickness. If you have a marriage problem, you can break the marriage problem. If you have a financial problem, you can break it. Because God, the word, he said he never come empty into your life. He will return with a great blessing. Amen. Remember, this is the Holy Spirit. This is not me. Amen. Hallelujah. God, the word will be speaking to your life, and you can break down the devil. Amen. You can tell the devil, oh, go away from me. Amen. You know, Jesus did that. Jesus telling the devil, the man should not live by bread alone. All right? The man should live by every word that comes from God. And the devil was, he's defeating, you know. He defeated, and he not stopped there. He continued to look in where he can get God into the position, or he can actually make him to worship him. And Jesus said, devil, behind me, because of my Father is the only word. Hallelujah. And the devil took off. He never come back. You can do the same thing. The word of the Lord, the words, amen. Hope you understand me. In Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12, the word is a living word. Amen. You can look it for yourself. You can try it. You can look at that. So if you have it on your phone, or you have it on a book, or you have it, whatever you want to have, you know, you can look it by yourself. The word is a living word. It's a sharp word. Amen. It's cutting both sides. They cut into the deeper. They cut into the marrow of the bones. They will be sharper. Amen. You cannot mix the word of God with the garbage of the devil. Amen. You cannot do that. There are some people that want to live, like Lorenzo said, in the age. A little bit of Christian, a little bit of the world, you know. You could not do that. Amen. You needed to live and consider yourself that you are Christian or not. The word, they make you a greater personality. You can speak the word. The word, if it's speaking to your life, you don't need the university degree. Amen. The word you can speak in without a university degree. I defeated a man that was an engineer who was a really very high position. I never have a university degree. I never have any very higher school. But he was trying to tell me, that the word of God was not true. When I really attacking him with the Holy Spirit, because we was talking about the Red Sea, they opened it up, and the people of God, he went through the dry land. They said, that was not true. And I said, I can prove it to you, is it true? Then when we show him what it was true, he said it was an earthquake word. That's why the sea opened up. I said, I don't care what it was. The people of God went through, and the enemy was buried to the sea, to the deep of the sea. His degree was worth nothing. Because of my word that was speaking by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when you speak your word, you have a limited power. Amen. You have a limited power because it's not you who's speaking. It's the Holy Spirit who's speaking. Amen. God's word is a powerful. We needed to hear when God is speaking. Amen. We needed to meditate God's word. Let God to speak into your life. Let the God to open your mouth and speak out. Let the God, the Holy Spirit, to open your mouth and speak out. Amen. The psalmist said, I opened my mouth and you fill it up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm not screaming. Don't look at me that way, you know. I'm just preaching. What's the matter with you, my dear wife? Fight the enemy. Fight the enemy. Fight the enemy. With what? With God's word. Amen. Remember that you fight the enemy with God's presence. He the one to give you that powerful. The power of the word, you need to have a faith. Amen. So when you have the power of the word, your faith will become stronger. And when you know in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, your faith completely becomes stronger because the word is said, by the word you hear. Amen. And the hear come by the speaking of the word. Glory be to God. So if God is speaking to your ear receive it, and they open it up, and you receive a limited power into your life, you can speak into the enemy to shut them out and walk away from you. There is two things you need to hear. First thing, you need to have the word of God in your life. And the second thing, you need to have the knowledge to know what he said. Amen. You needed to have the word in action in your life. Speak the word, and the word will bring a greater power into your life. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, you can look it for yourself. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, Jesus speak the word. You know this story very well, of the centurion man, the Roman emperor. He has this servant that was paralyzed. He could not talk anymore. He was going to die. But this man was a very high position of man. According to the law at that time, he was like a super judge, so the higher court judge to die. So when his servant was nearly to die, he knew that Jesus was passing by. He ran into Jesus and said to Jesus, my servant is going to die. And Jesus said, we're going to heal him. And this man said, oh Lord, speak your word, because your word has a power. He said, because I know what the word is mean. I am a man of authority. And when I speak, the men go. When they authorize, the men do it. Speak your word, and my servant leave. And Jesus said, this man has more faith than anybody else in this country. Faith, it makes you well. Jesus speak the word. On the same time when Jesus speak the word, the servant, he was alive. When you speak the word, the dead man will come to life. Amen. When you speak the word, the dead man, he will come to life. You know, in John chapter 1, verse up to verse 5, he said, on the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God. You know, you cannot mix it, the Word of God with the other things on this world. God, His Word, is the one that prosper you, is the one that bless you. It don't really matter what church you go or what religion you believe in, you need to have a God Word with you. You need to put into action God Word with you. If you have a God Word to your life, you can speak it with the authority and the devil will be run away from you. Because God, unresistible. And no one can stand before the presence of the Lord. God's Word will penetrate into the deep bones of your life and transform your life. It'll change your life. Use God's Word when you have a difficulty in your life. When you have a difficulty with your husband, difficulty with your job position, or whatever it is, speak the word. Let me tell you a story. A man was telling me the story of his wife. While she was working for the company who was a window company, this boss one night, he said to his wife, that because she was doing some job late on the night, the boss said to her, you know, if you like to keep this job, sometime you'll have to keep it, put your underwear there. When she hear that, she said to him, you can keep your job because of my underwear. I only take it there for my husband and for nobody else. So he shut his mouth immediately. And she walked away in safety place. So be faithful to your wife or to your husband or whatever it is. Speak the word of God. Hey, that he will help you to overcome the world. You can conquer the world through God's word. You can speak it with the authority. You can use the word. Man, you can stick to your job. I only love my husband and nobody else. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking. Amen. The important thing that we understand it, when we are in the presence of God. You know, there are some Christian people, too, I usually call them underwater Christian. You know, they just pop up once every blue moon. You know. Yeah, I just come once a month to see Pastor Tony still around. Yeah. I have a phone call yesterday from a lady that I don't see her for a long time. He said, Pastor, I want to talk to you. He said, where have you been all this time? Oh, you know, I have a problem. I said, you've been underwater, nobody see you. So I'm the marine Christian, amen. So you needed to be in the presence of the Lord every day of your life, amen. I wish I can say, no, you can go whenever you want and come. No, God wants you to have the word every day of your life. You needed to have it in the car. You needed to have it on the toilet. You needed to have it on the job. You needed to have it on your place. You needed to have it on your university. You needed to have it on the court. You needed to have the word everywhere you are. Hello? Hello? Are you hear me? Amen. Amen. If you don't hear me, I'll call Jim. Amen. So he will speak harder than me. Jesus said to the devil, devil, you are defeated. It's written, man should not live by bread alone, but every word come from the mouth of God. Every word come from the mouth of God. When Jesus speaking, things change your life. Let me give you an illustration. Lazarus, you know the story, he was dead for four days, a week maximum, 4 days. And he was already in the grave. According to any human life, that you're on the grave more than a day or 2 days, you know life, you are dead. You are completely dead. But the hope of these two sisters, they was to have a hope that when he was sick, Jesus will come and by, lay hands in him and will be healed and that he will be okay. But it never happened. Jesus never come through. But the day that when Jesus come through, the two sisters run to Jesus and say, Lord, if you was here 4 days ago, my brother will be not dead. And Jesus look at her. Jesus look at Mary. Mary, you know that your brother will rise again? And she said, yes, Lord, my brother will rise again on the day of resurrection. She was pushing Jesus further on the day of resurrection. And Jesus said, Mary, you don't understand it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever believes in me shall never die. And the other sister come when they saw Jesus. Martha is come, and when they come to Jesus, she said, Lord, if you was here 4 days ago, my brother will be not dead. And Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, your brother will leave. Yes, Lord, I know that my brother was leaving if you was here 4 days ago. So she believed in Jesus 4 days ago. They not believe in Jesus at the moment that Jesus was there. And Jesus, when he saw the conclusion, he said to them, where is Lazarus? And they said, come, we put it on the grave. And physically impossible to move the stone. And Jesus said to the two sisters, move the stone. Now the two sisters, they're confused here. Said, Lord, he's already dead for 4 days. They will be stinking. They will be melting. It will be not looking good. And Jesus looked at these two sisters and looking at all the rest of the people who are looking to Jesus. You know, Jesus has a power to point the finger on the rock and the rock to roll out. But Jesus never do that. They ask the two sisters, remove the rock. But when these two sisters try to remove the rock and push the rock away, Jesus uses the power from the heaven. He speaks the word and says, Lazarus, come out from the dead. That is impossible to happen. But in Jesus, nothing is impossible. Because he can speak into your life. He can say, if your husband is dead, he can come to life. If your wife is dead, he can come to life. You need to have the power of the Holy Spirit, the word into your life. And you can speak the word. When Jesus speaks the word, he's screaming. The Bible said, if you don't believe in me, you check. The Bible said, Jesus screaming in a light voice, Lazarus, come out today. And Lazarus walk out, all bound around with the ropes and blanket and everything. He came out. You know, difficult to walk in when you've been all wrapped around. But he moving out because on the finger the speaking word, there's no power can stop the dead. Amen. Jesus said to the two sisters, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will die if they believe in me. Even if they die, they should live forever. Because of my word, they will never die. So, my dear friend, the power, it is in the word of God. When you speak the word, any sickness in your life, you can say cancer, Stay away from my husband. Stay away from my wife. Cancer, stay away from my children. Finance, be away from my from my bank account, because of my God, He provides every need. You know, whatever problem you have, you can heed it with the word of God, and they will be breaking. Jesus is with you when you speak the word. Can you stand with me this morning?